Time now for the CJHL Report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League brings together 133 teams in the 10 Junior A leagues involving over 3,000 players from right across the country. This week's guest was the coach of Team Canada East at last year's World Junior A Challenge and is back behind the bench again this year. Joining us now is the head coach and general manager of the Quebec Junior AAA Hockey League's Granby Anouk, Patrice Bosch. Patrice, welcome back to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you.
So you're back for your second year as head coach for Team Canada East in the upcoming World Junior A Challenge next month. This time it's in Bonnyville, Alberta. How excited are you to be going back to this big national event?
Well, I'm extremely excited. It's a huge event. It's also a huge challenge, and we're going to have a good young team ready to go.
This is actually your fifth year coaching at this tournament. Give for the listeners who may not understand the magnitude of this event, tell us a little bit about it and how important it is for the kids.
Well, you know, it's first of all, for the kids, it's huge because, you know, they get a lot of visibilities about, you know, the NHL draft, obviously, NCAA schools, CIS schools, but also the privilege to wear the Team Canada jersey in such events. And you get to play the, you know, the Russians, the Czechs, the U.S., so for the kids, it's huge. Usually they're very nervous early in the tournament, but as the tournament goes on, they adjust to it. But, you know, we plan on having a good, young, fast team this year, so it should be very exciting.
It's not easy to pick the team because you guys are actually going to get together at the MasterCard Center in Toronto from December 3rd to the 6th. You've invited 40 players out to that camp from which you're going to pick your final roster. How tough is it to look at 40 guys out there and think, how are we going to whittle this down to a roster of, you know, just over 20 to represent Canada East?
Oh, it's like you said, it's going to be extremely hard because, you know, what we did is we've gathered a lot of information from these kids from their own clubs and their own leagues. We went to all the league showcase, try to see them play as much as we can. We were at the Eastern Canada Cup a couple days ago to see them play again. It's going to be a short camp. Kids are going to have to be good in a short period of time. And like you said, it's going to be tough because there's a lot of different type of players, but our job is to find the 22 kids that will make the best team. And it's not going to be easy. So it's going to be a tough few days over there in Toronto to pick the right guys.
And you know what? You've also got a day job, and also you're the coach of the Quebec Junior AAA Hockey League's Granby squad. And you're off to a great start. How difficult is it to leave your team when you're rolling like this out of the gate to leave for 2 or 3 weeks at a time to take part in an event like this?
Well, I, you know what? I don't like it, but, you know, it's something you need to do. I'm lucky I've got some very good assistant coach here, Pat Bergeron, Santino Pellegrino, all these guys are on me. I know they'll take good care of our team. We've won 7 games in a row. Things are going very well. They're going to have a little sprint before Christmas. I'll be back for the last game before the break, and then we'll go on for the second half. But like you said, it's a lot of work to have a daytime job and work for Team East and have my own club. But the secret of a good recipe is to be surrounded by great people.
Yeah, that's a good point. The Anouk also got honorable mention in the latest CJHL Top 20 rankings. How great is it for Granby to be recognized like that nationally?
Well, it is great. Early in the season, we were in the top 10 for a couple weeks. We lost 2 or 3 games in a row with a lot of injuries. But you know, it's always nice to be recognized. You know, there's a lot of good hockey teams out there. So once your name is mentioned among the tops, you know, what we want right now is keep winning games and hopefully move up in those standings.
How good is it for you as coach of Granby to see the players from the West and Central Canada in a tournament like this so you know, hey, if we make it to Nationals, these are the kids that we're going to have to face?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the competition is there. Team West had a great team last year. They did a great job. Unfortunately, we lost to them in overtime, and they went on and beat the U.S. in the final. They did an awesome job. Their team were flying, ready to go. When you see these teams around like that, and now, you know, we have a lot of work to do, but we know what it takes to get there. So it'll be our job to make sure we pick the right kids and do the right things to go over there and win gold.
Hey, Patrice, again, congratulations. You must be doing the right things because they keep coming to you to coach Team Canada East. So that's a great honor. Good luck with it. Have fun.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
That was Patrice Bosch, the head coach of Team Canada East in the upcoming World Junior A Challenge. And that wraps up this week's CJHL Report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League, your future is here.